They're going to be having fun. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are few places in the world more appropriate to be writing a sermon for Stewardship of Creation Sunday, as our bishop has deemed this day, than at Camp McDowell, where I attended the annual clergy conference at the end of this last week. When we first arrived at camp on Wednesday, it was downright frigid for an Alabama spring. It was not unheard of, but it was noticeably cooler than I would have chosen. By day two, the temperatures had increased nicely, and the blue sky was the hopeful spring blue that promises the increase of daylight and warmer temperatures in weeks to come. There was not one cloud against that blue, and the trees were lacy, and the world near the ground was overwhelmed with a bright spring green. Magenta azaleas were in full bloom, and purple flowers dotted the unmowed pastures and fields. And I feel certain that these flowers are a nuisance weed in the eyes of some, but to the lesser trained eye, they provide a beautiful landscape. Places like Camp McDowell, or mountains, or the seashore are helpful reminders of God, God who has created and continues to create. I don't believe I've ever heard anyone of faith say they do not feel close to God in nature. As a matter of fact, I would dare say that the beauty and wonder of nature are one of the most widely used arguments in attempting to convert a person who's not convinced of the reality of God. Our readings today were chosen to draw our attention to the creation of the world we inhabit and all that is in it. In Genesis, we hear of the 6 days of creation and the order in which things came to be. It's a beautiful reading of how the Creator of the universe lovingly brought that which was not into that which is. How unfortunate that this poetic prose has been used as a dividing wedge between those who profess the Christian faith. These are words of love, of beauty, of goodness. Nothing in this first story of creation, as it is found in our first book of Scripture, even hints at anything other than the goodness in creation. This creation story shows the tender care and sheer pleasure of the Creator in His creation and our responsibility in continuing and assisting with God's creative action and care for all that was created good. On occasion, we might find ourselves at odds with God's good creation. Not all in creation seems so good. There's a mosquito, for example, or the tick. Certainly, nuisances and aggravating, but maybe not reaching the full scale of evil or even bad. Then there's this gigantic spider that's sharing my room on the lower level of Miss Mary's cabin in Miller Commons at Camp McDowell. He is stationary at the moment that I'm writing this and has been since I returned to my room a bit ago after the lengthy afternoon lecture. Stationary is good for such a large arachnid. I'm not a fan. I'm not panicking in this moment or even trying to kill said spider, but it's 4 p.m. and I'm wondering what will happen later when I return for bed. Should I kill it now? What if it jumps at me? What if I wait and have someone else come to deal with it later, either transport it out or kill it? And when I return to take and remove the spider has mysteriously departed to some unknown region of the room. How does one reconcile the responsibility of care and concern for creation with the responsibility to ourselves, our mental and physical safety? Can we do both? Can we care for ourselves and creation, or are these two concerns held in insurmountable tension? Our readings on Stewardship of Creation Sunday don't offer an immediate solution. The readings first and foremost keep us mindful of God and of the beauty and wonder of creation and the magnificence and otherness of God. But that's not at all entirely the purpose of this Sunday. The true purpose of our focus on this Sunday as Stewardship of Creation Sunday is to draw our attention to our role in the continuation of the abundance of the earth and our responsibility to care for creation, a responsibility that we have sometimes unfortunately ignored, either overtly or covertly. As Christians, we cannot in good conscience ignore the world that God so lovingly called into being and gave us responsibility for its continued goodness for all time. We've grown more conscious of our care and stewardship of creation. We have a long way to go here. Educating our community about recycling and making recycling a first thought is a start. Adopting animals in shelters that are in need of a home is another way of caring for creation. Planting trees and cleaning up areas that have been dumping sites. Taking unwanted household items to an area center rather than sending them to the dump. These are all small or large pieces in the bigger picture of care and stewardship of creation. One of the most engaging and encouraging aspects of Camp McDowell is the environmental camp. You may not be aware that our environmental camp at Camp McDowell brings about 7,500 school-aged children to Camp McDowell each year. I say our environmental camp because it is. The environmental camp at Camp McDowell, which is known to be one of the top four residential environmental camps for school-aged children in our country, is our environmental camp. It's a function and ministry of our diocese, and our diocese is us. I encourage you all to go to Camp McDowell and witness the environmental camp. Our Donahoe School goes there each year. So kids who are not Episcopalians know about us through our Stewardship of Creation and environmental camp at Camp McDowell. We, the amazing and wonderful Diocese of Alabama, are beginning a farm education piece as well. You'll hear about that more as days move forward and the dream of Bethany Village morphs into a reality. For now, know that we are doing good work in this diocese, and not only good work, but amazing work. We're caring for each other and for God's creation. In some places, we're taking baby steps, and in others, giant moonwalk steps, with the intention of caring for the creation that we've been given care and charge over. Some of us do well by this charge to care for our world and maintain its resources so that they will be present and viable for generations to follow. And some of us sit idly by, caring little for those who will follow and the world they will inherit. How can that be? How can anyone look out at the ocean or ponder the rolling hills or see a tomato vine erupting out of the limestone near the kitchen door of Grace Church and not know the personal, hands-on love of God? This love calls us to respond and act in kind, to give and care for the world that was brought into being out of love. And as an after story, the gigantic spider was rescued and removed from my room and returned to her life in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.